Joy Tactics.
So we are going to be discussing a topic that not a lot of people are brave enough to even mention, this ongoing dispute, this battle. And we're just here to say we're not afraid and that we're actually excited to dig into. That's right. You guys wanted it. You begged us for it. Reggae versus techno.
Nate, will you say it in the style of epic rap battles versus history?
I don't watch that, and I don't. Is there like an intro style?
Actually, I don't watch it either. No, I don't know. I don't know. I've never seen it. I'm too busy building shit. So now a lot of battles I would discourage because I obviously don't think fighting is the answer, and especially with the musical genres, you know, there can be hybrids and blends, but I think this is a battle I do think has to happen. I don't think reggae and techno can exist in the same world. I don't want to hear it together.
You don't.
Either. That's why we're here today, to pick.
Okay. All right. Because I think that both can. I think there's enough room for both genres in music and more genres. I think any genre that wants to, you know, be a genre can do its thing, and there's room for it, you know?
And that's why you'll never be a member of the ruling class, because you can't make decisions. It might be too powerful.
So be it.
Somebody who's liking reggae and techno at the same time might be too powerful. Maybe there's a reason they don't want them to ally.
And already 2 minutes in, I mean, like, before we discussed what we're going to talk about, we were like, throughout maybe more topics than we've ever thrown out for before starting the podcast. There was usually it's like one or two. Oh, let's, you know, Thanksgiving's coming up. Let's do Thanksgiving. All right, let's start. Before this, there was, I'm not kidding, like maybe 30 different options were thrown out amongst the three of us, and we settled on reggae versus techno. And I think me and Eric were like, I don't know if this is like can sustain a podcast, let alone just a I don't think it can even sustain a conversation, you know.
But, can I teach you a lesson real
but
quick?
Here
Nate?
We are right now.
Can I teach
please,
you a lesson?
Please.
Because I'm still overflowing. My brain is still overflowing with ideas and connections. Eric, I'm noticing you're not even attempting to step into the ring on this conversation. But what you don't want to do, Nate, is shine a light on your L's. Instead of saying, you know what, I'm finding this difficult. Everybody probably knows it. I'm going to call it out to protect myself so I don't look stupid. Triple down, man. Triple down. Start making reggae people. You don't know shit about reggae? Make it up.
I'm being authentic, dude. And a part of that is being vulnerable and admitting. And I'm not afraid to admit my L's, man.
People who say what's real. Slightly. You think people who say what's real are afraid to imagine?
Jesus. Now I got to think about that one.
And I'm going to go ahead and say this is a record for the longest time Eric hasn't chimed in.
I just started not talking.
We don't even need you anymore.
I wonder how long I could go. I wonder how long I can just sit here and listen and what I can learn about our podcast from just being not participating but watching in the moment. And this is the topic that I brought to the table. I've been begging to do this since episode one. This is one of the reasons I had a dream that we did this conversation, and people all around the world, in Ghana and Afghanistan, Australia, Malaysia, Madagascar, everyone would watch our episode on reggae versus techno and finally be united.
And there's a reason this is behind a paywall too, by the way.
There's a reason why, right.
It's not because of the quality.
It would be so funny to see like... hands. To see like fucking like an unreal amount of cancellations on this episode drop. Like there's just
and for, not just for the reggae stuff too, but also the Latvian and Polish people who feel disrespected when we're coming after Benny Benassi and all the and the like.
Whoa. Now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy-ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.